His Grace Gauranga Prabhu comes from Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Prabhu is the Vice President of Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir and one of the key members of the Council for Spiritual Vision, which is the team in Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir Chowpatty, which defines the vision and strategy of how to develop the temple. Prabhu is a very, very active youth preacher. Prabhu has been cultivating many, many college students for many years now. He heads the ISKCON Youth Services, and not only in colleges and universities does Prabhu give classes, but Prabhu also gives many seminars to professionals and various corporates, including Microsoft and so many other big companies. Prabhu is a traveling preacher also. Prabhu regularly visits the United States and tours the United States and gives many, many classes in various ISKCON centers as well as in various corporates. Prabhu is also in Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Apart from his preaching services, Prabhu is also very, very active in the kitchen services. Actually, Prabhu is managing the kitchen in Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, where they cook for around 200 odd devotees every day. And not only that, in every yatra that Srimad Ramananda Maharaj takes us, where there are thousands of devotees, Prabhu is in charge of arranging for the prasadam, breakfast, lunch, dinner for 10 to 15 days across the full yatra. So Prabhu actually makes sure that all the arrangements are made, and this is a very amazing service. Prabhu has also been instrumental in setting up the Govinda restaurant in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, which serves over 400 items on its menu, and it has grown up to be very, very popular, and in fact it is reputed to have one of the best pizzas in the whole of Mumbai. So one more reason to visit Mumbai. If you are doubting, you can ask Radha Madhav Prabhu and Vishnu Chaitanya Prabhu for their opinions on this. So one more thing, Prabhu has also been on various TV channels in India, where Prabhu has been regularly giving classes on Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which are broadcast to millions of audience across India. So Prabhu is actually truly a preacher of international fame, but as you can see, at the same time he is very, very humble, down to earth, and has various many, many profound realizations. I have personally been very fortunate. Prabhu has been kind to me. I was his counselee when I was in the Brahmacharya Ashram. So somehow I have been recipient of his mercy, and this time he kindly agreed to come here and enlighten us. So let us again welcome Prabhuji very, very enthusiastically to Kuala Lumpur by loudly chanting. So it is 10:40 right now. The way we plan to do the sessions is we have lost around 40 minutes. We were scheduled to start at 10. So what we will do is we'll go on up to 12 o'clock. Then we'll take a short break of 15 minutes instead of half an hour, if that is okay with all of us. And then we'll go on up to 1:30 or whatever it takes to complete what we have. And then we'll have lunch. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Thank you.
Thank you. No. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य स्मरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ॐ ज्ञानतिनिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन् मिलितं येन अस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषां शून्यवाणी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकाय भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकाम् हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता श्रीराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्णचैतन्या प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधार श्रीवासरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we continue after that wonderful shower of nectar by His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj. Such a great fortune that in spite of such severe physical discomfort, such great sadhus are extending themselves to give Krishna Katha to all the souls all over the world. Certainly an example of sacrifice and devotion and commitment to Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching mission. Lord Anand Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj ki Jai. So yesterday we came to the point of discussing about Vaishnava relationships, how different circumstances can also influence. And we quoted the example of the Pandavas in the Yudhishthira. And today is also a very interesting day, Gita Jayanti. And everyone is celebrating the advent of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And if you see, the Bhagavad Gita is all about also relationships. If you see, the way the Bhagavad Gita advented, it teaches a lot of lessons on Vaishnava relationships. Arjuna had his own opinions. What is good, what is not good, what should be good, what should not be done. And Arjuna felt that by not fighting, I will be performing a great religious activity. Papam eva shreyat asmat hatpaitan apatayana. Arjuna is telling Krishna, I will be committing sin. Nahi prapashyam mama panudhyat. Yachokamuchoshanam indriyana avapya bhuma vasapattam riddham rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Arjuna said, I see that if I fight, I will simply be overwhelmed by grief. Nahi prapashyami mama punudhya yachokam uchoshanam. The ocean of grief is drowning me completely. I do not see any end to this. I do not see any solution. Rajyam suranam apichadipatyam. Even if I get sovereignty equivalent to that of the demigods, I will be miserable. So Arjuna was a very, very successful, skilled, intelligent and powerful kshatriya. And kshatriyas have very, very independent and strong-minded opinions. Very difficult to change. And Arjuna, at that point, was determined not to fight. And he gave a list of reasons to Krishna in the first chapter of Gita. That was, you see, the first chapter of the Gita is entitled Observing the Armies on the Battlefield. Observing the armies. Arjuna was observing the situation with his own vision. And based on his own individual conditioned circumstantial vision, he had his own individual opinion, observing the armies. And that's what all of us do. We observe the armies every day, in every situation, in every interaction. And based on our observation, we bring certain inferences. This person is like this, this situation is like that, this cannot be solved like this, I cannot perform this service like this. And we are all observing. So Arjuna is presenting various arguments to Krishna, and Krishna is listening to those arguments quietly. So in one sense, the entire situation is in a conflict zone. Krishna wants Arjuna to fight, and Arjuna is not in a mood to fight. Right? One party has one desire, another party has another desire. That is the key ingredient for conflict. But we see that Krishna resolves that conflict by, number one, taking time out. Krishna did not immediately tell Arjuna, fight, otherwise I'll chop you with my sudarshan. There is no time left. The armies are standing. 64 crore soldiers are standing all around us. This is no time for dialogue and discussion. Krishna could have told Arjuna, if you had to protest, you could have done that in the camp. You brought me all the way here and you're protesting and you know doing all these arguments. Come on, Arjuna, behave yourself. Stop. So typically we lose patience in a situation of conflict, in a situation where a person is not inspired, is not willing to serve. And this situation comes across every day. May it be between husband and wife, father and child, godbrother and godbrother, godbrother and godsister, temple president and the temple brahmacharis, anyone. The situation is one party is not willing to serve. One party is not willing to act. So the first thing to do is here, full first chapter. One full chapter, Krishna simply heard without speaking anything. And that is a long time when so many soldiers are standing with all their weapons. Krishna did not interrupt saying, hey, I can't give you a full chapter, I will start my Gita, okay? Come on, stop your nonsense. You 1/10,000 tip of a head, shut up. You are speaking to me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all causes. So chapter 2 was not Virat-roop, you know, immediately. Krishna didn't scare Arjuna immediately with the Virat-roop and said, surrender or else see this, I'll finish you off. So Arjuna spoke a lot, Krishna heard through the whole first chapter, and then after hearing through, Krishna didn't say, I heard the whole thing, doesn't make sense, bogus, all nonsense. I gave you time, I heard, but I'm more experienced than you. Anadi Rajir Govinda. I am the first born, so I know everything. I am the source of all the Vedas, okay? All knowledge comes from me. So when I speak something, take it, it is correct. You understand? Arjuna, you understand? The Gandhira, okay? Start. He could have started like that. But Krishna begins second chapter gradually. You know, Matra Prashastri Kaunteya, Shri Toshna Sukadukhada. Oh, son of Kunti. Aray, your mother tolerated so much. She is Kunti. She tolerated so many disasters, so many problems all through her life. You are her son, Kaunteya. What kind of son are you? Following the footsteps of your mother. What you have learned from your mother, huh? And then Krishna gradually begins explaining difference between body and soul and, you know, so many wonderful concepts. And then he gives the knowledge, the proper knowledge to Arjuna. The reason why we should fight, he explains systematically. And even after explaining everything, in the end, Krishna says that Vimrishyetat Asheshena, that I have explained everything to you. Right, now do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. So then Arjuna, after hearing the whole of Gita, finally decides, Nashto moho smrtir labha tat prasadat mayachita. I will just surrender to you, my dear Krishna. Now I am convinced. So that means Krishna spent sufficient time explaining to Arjuna, answering all his doubts, all his queries patiently. So first we must be patient enough to hear. Secondly, we must be patient here to explain and have a dialogue. And number three, all of that explanation and dialogue must not be mental concoction. It must be based on reality, of Shastra and scripture. That means that understanding must also be there. And even after all the dialogue is over, still that choice must be given. That now I have explained, now you decide. So Krishna never interferes in the free will. And that is the secret of Vaishnava relationships. That Krishna did not try to control Arjuna. He inspired Arjuna. You can control things. You can inspire people. But we do the opposite. We try to control people. And we get inspired by things. So we spend a lot of time with mobile and laptops and this and that. And therefore, Krishna at that time just told Arjuna that just do what you feel is best. Then Arjuna got inspired and then he started the battle. So we can see that once the proper relationship is established, and this relationship problem happened after, and there was a background to this. Krishna had spent a lot of time with Arjuna before. So there was an ongoing good relationship. But still, even in a very, very excellent relationship, extending over many, many years and decades, there could be some problem. There could be difference of opinion. But in that case, then it becomes a little simpler. But still, Krishna gave that time and the knowledge. So when the relationship is proper, two things happen. Knowledge can be transmitted. When the relationship is proper, the proper information can be given. And number two, Arjuna got up and fought, so the service can be done. So without that relationship, neither knowledge nor service can be executed. So therefore, we can see that on this Gita Jayanti day, we should meditate on what the Bhagavad Gita actually explains to us. That yes, we can actually create that relationship with Krishna. And we can see that in our situation, just like for Arjuna, Krishna was authority. So Arjuna was having conflict with his authority. But then how the authority solved that conflict is the Bhagavad Gita. And therefore, the result of that conflict being resolved is Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Tatra Partha Dhanudhara Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. There is victory, opulence, success, happiness everywhere. So therefore, a smooth flowing relationship between the authority and the dependent is the message of the Bhagavad Gita. And then, when that relationship is smoothly flowing, so many things happen. It will just happen organically. It will just happen without even our imagination, beyond our imagination. And then Krishna takes responsibility of all of that later. Just like Bhishma, he took these 5 arrows and he wanted to kill the Pandavas with the 5 arrows. He took a vow, I will kill the Pandavas. So when Bhishma took that vow, then at that point, Krishna became very disturbed. Because Krishna knew that Bhishma means someone who is famous for taking vows. His name has come because of that only. So Krishna could not sleep at night. He was thinking, what will happen, what will happen. And Krishna goes to the camp of Arjuna. And when he goes to Arjuna's camp, Arjuna is sleeping peacefully. Krishna goes and wakes up Arjuna. Arjuna, get up, Arjuna, get up. Arjuna says, what is the problem? Oh my dear Lord, you are here in the middle of the night, what happened? Krishna said, Arjuna, how can you sleep so peacefully? Don't you know that Bhishma has taken a vow to kill all the 5 of you tomorrow? So what? Arjuna says. And you know, Arjuna, when he's sleeping is like in Samadhi. It is described when Arjuna sleeps, when inhaling and exhaling the name of Krishna resounds. You know, while inhaling Krish, exhaling Na. Even while sleeping, holy name of Krishna comes from it. We are opposite. While chanting, we go to sleep. So Krishna woke him up. And then he is protesting, I don't see any problem. And Krishna said, Bhishma has taken the vow. Bhishma has taken the vow. Imagine. Arjuna said, so what? My dear Lord, you have just spoken the Gita to me. I heard it. My memory is good. And in that same Gita you said, Kaunteya Pratyanihi Name Bhakta Pramashyati. Protecting the devotee from disaster is your department, my Lord, not my department. Therefore, why should I lose my sleep about it? After hearing the whole of Gita, after Krishna has promised, the authority has promised to the dependent, just so, everything will be alright. So the dependent becomes ready. Okay, authority has said, I must work. So the service begins. And then boom, something goes wrong. And then when something goes wrong, what is our attitude towards authority? You told me this, you promised this, you said this, do everything, go ahead there. Abhimanyu was killed. Not a small problem, it's a big problem. After Krishna said, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Don't worry, I will protect. And then Arjuna's very dear own son, Abhimanyu, gets killed. Just put ourselves in that situation. What will be our emotional outburst? Right? We would have gone on Krishna's case. How could you allow this? Where is your Viratrup? You showed me that Viratrup in 11th chapter. Why couldn't you manifest that time and protect my son? But Arjuna, no complaints. And Arjuna was simply crying out of lamentation for Abhimanyu's death. Krishna came there. Krishna put his hand around Arjuna. Krishna also started crying. Arjuna turned towards Krishna. Said, my dear Lord, my son died, so I am crying. Why are you crying? Krishna said, my dear Arjuna, I just now spoke the whole Gita to you. In spite of hearing the whole Gita, still you are crying, seeing that I am crying. I just mentioned so many times, I am not this body, I am the soul, jātasrihi dhruvam mṛtyur dhruvam janma mṛtasya cha. For one who is born, death is certain, for one who is dead, birth is certain. Ajo nityam śāśvatoyam purāno nahanyate hanyamāne śarīre. What have you learned? So just seeing that, I am crying. That's why in the Bhagavad Katha, Ram Katha, Kathakar was doing one full Katha for 7 days. With full emotions, three hours every day. At the end of that, one person was sitting, for all through the 7 days. And then in the end of the Katha, there was some question answer session, so first question he asked was, at the end of the Katha, I am having one doubt. Well, what is that? The doubt is, that Ram is an asura or Ravan is an asura? So the Kathakar said, neither, I am the asura. And I could not communicate even this much to you. So Krishna is, thinking, telling Arjuna, your son has gone back to the spiritual world. What is the problem? So therefore, in this way we find that in spite of having surrendered, Krishna is not saying, when you surrender and perform the service, I will take away the problems. No. I will give you strength to tolerate the problems. I will give you intelligence to find solutions to the problem. I will give you discrimination to find out newer ways of solving those problems. So therefore, a lot of lessons, powerful lessons we can learn from the Bhagavad Gita. On this auspicious day of Gita Jayanti, we are very fortunate to be here in this Sangam of devotees discussing Harikatha. So with that introduction, we go ahead. That proper knowledge leads to repentance. And there are many examples of this, of personalities who were who have shown examples of repentance. You know? So, repentance means, in Hindi we call it paschatap. Tap means heat. That means you feel some remorse and you want to change. It's a call and cry for change. So the story of Avanti Brahman is that he was a very, very rich person, but then lost all of his money, and then he made lots of enemies, and they were all torturing him. Whenever you experience a situation where you feel that people are misunderstanding me, criticizing me, speaking ill about me, sending very, very heavy emails to me, or whatever other things, then you can try this 11th canto, this pastime. Take out the 11th canto and read this pastime of Avanti Brahman. The phalasputi or the benefit of this particular pastime is, when your heart is broken because of the sharp words of others, then this pastime gives various lessons how to heal it. The story of the Avanti Brahman. And he said, after he is misunderstood and people are spitting on him, throwing stones at him, misunderstanding him, all his old friends are blaspheming him, he says, Nayam jano me sukha dukha hetu na devatatma griha karma kala mana param karana mamananti sansara chakram parivartayetya. Nayam jano me sukha dukha hetu, he says, all these people of this world are not responsible for my sukha and dukha. Na devatatma, neither the devatas are responsible for my sukha and dukha. Griha, karma, kala, neither griha, you know, everyone says, okay, Shani or Rahu or this or that. Karma, not the karmas are responsible, nor kala is responsible. So many times when problems happen, we are bewildered. And then, you know, sometimes people approach an astrologer and, a man who was very poor, he went to an astrologer and the astrologer said, what's your problem? Said, I'm not able to make enough money, I'm very, very poor, I'm distressed because of poverty. So the astrologer studied his charts and this and said, till the age of 14, you will be distressed because of poverty. So he became very hopeful. Said, after 40, what will happen? Said, you'll get used to the poverty. The distress will go away. You'll understand. This is how things will be. So, you know, one gentleman came to Prabhupada and showed his hand to Prabhupada. Swamiji, mere jeevan mein kya hoga? Prabhupada looked at him and Prabhupada started shaking his head. Turned his hand like this. For 2 minutes, Prabhupada was moving around and then Prabhupada said, very bad, very bad. Bahut bura, bahut bura. Said, kya ho, what happened? Prabhupada said, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. He said, Hare, he got bewildered. Kya karun? Chant Hare Krishna. This is the only solution, ultimately. So therefore, Avanti Brahman is saying, Nayam jano me sukha dukha hetu na devata griha karma kala. So we can find 101 different causes for our distress. But he says, I don't think they are all responsible. Manam param karana mamananti. My mind is responsible for this. Param karanam is mind. Sansara chakram parivartayetya. And it holds me in this sansara chakra, life after life. The mind will find various reasons not to think of Krishna, not to remember Krishna. And therefore the mind, even while chanting the holy name, as we will discuss in our holy name seminar, will be finding reasons not to focus on the holy name. And we will be constantly jumping. He is responsible for my problem. He he is my enemy, he is my friend, this is like this, this is like that. Samsara chakram parivartayetya. So the mind is actually the main cause. So it cheats us. So therefore, we have to be extremely careful not to surrender to the influence of this mind. And then we have the example of Haridas Thakur. You know, of course, out of his humility, he was praying to the Lord that I am very, very low-born, unqualified. Rupa Goswami, as we will discuss, that he was also surrendering to the Lord that jagai madai hoite koti koti gun adhama patita prabhu anubhavi jan. He is telling, I am more fallen and then jagai and madai. Adam patita prabhu anubhavi jan. I am adam, fallen, and there is no hope for me. That feeling of repentance born out of humility. So therefore, repentance leads to rectification. Rectification is active repentance. Repentance is passive rectification. Devotional service is active engagement. Therefore, this is very important that we repent and then we want to change. And we do something serious to try to create that change. And devotees come in our life and try to help us, give us the message, give us the methods to try to change. One devotee, he approached Srila Prabhupada and he was telling Srila Prabhupada, I am not able to follow any regulative principles. I am doing meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex. And then he was explaining the details of how he is breaking the principles. For 1 hour he was explaining all the details. The devotees who were sitting nearby, they got scared and left. They thought by hearing him we will get ideas. And they were all thinking, no, how fallen, this is not good. This is a fallen person. And then Srila Prabhupada, after hearing him for 1 hour, only one devotee, Tejas Prabhu, was sitting near Prabhupada and he told this story. And he said, at the end of hearing him out completely, Srila Prabhupada said, turned to Tejas Prabhu and said, just see how this soul is struggling for Krishna. How this soul is struggling for Krishna. He could not rectify, but at least he was repentant. So repentance is passive rectification. That's the first step. Whether you are able to rectify or not, it will take some time because Maya is very strong. The waves are very strong. Prabhupada was on a morning walk with some devotees. They were at LA and the ocean was, you know, on the side. One devotee turned towards the ocean and turned to Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, the ocean looks so beautiful. Prabhupada said, yes, Maya is also like that. It looks very beautiful from a distance. From a distance. When you go near the ocean, and once you start swimming in the ocean, then when the currents are strong, you'll get trapped. Maya is also like that. Just like in Jagannath Puri, if any of you have been, Jagannath Puri ocean is very strong, very tempestuous, and you know the waves are huge and the currents are strong. Many years back we were in a yatra with His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj. And Maharaj was inside the ocean swimming, and then for a long time he was not coming out. So the servant, you know, he went in and said, everyone is waiting, why are you not coming out? He said, you know, I was swimming with the gamcha and the gamcha is gone. So how can I come out? So the servant went and got another gamcha and then he came out. And Maharaj was commenting that, I entered the ocean as a Gaudiya Sanyasi, I would have come out as a Naga Baba. That is how strong this ocean is. One more of our devotees in that same yatra entered into the ocean. We had made announcement, don't go deep. The ocean is very powerful. But some people, you know, they specifically hear the announcement so that they can do the opposite. So he entered deep inside. And everyone was telling, enough, enough, don't go. I have got 20 years of swimming experience. So you were not even born when I was swimming. He went in and you're swimming and swimming. And then suddenly the current became strong. He realized he's trying to come back towards the shore, but the ocean is dragging him inside. He got panicky. He lifted his hands and started waving. The devotees on the shore thought he's saying, Hari Bol, everyone can Hari Bol. Then one day realized, oh, there is some problem. And then the lifeguards went in, caught hold of him and brought him out. And the lifeguard said to him, you know, just see, even in such situation, person doesn't change. They told, give us some bakshish, give us some reward, we saved you. He took all 150 rupees and gave. Said, that's all, only 150 rupees. And he said, no, in, you know, our IYS books, it is written that the cost of the body is only 150 rupees. So that is all. So we told him, why you went inside? We told all, we made announcements for all the devotees, don't enter. He said, I am such an expert swimmer and this is like regular for me to go that distance and come back. I have done it hundreds of times. The waves have never caught me before. How do I know that today they will catch me? That is how Maya traps. Maya will not trap the first day. Maya will first give few free samples. Please take, enjoy. Please come. The ocean is wonderful. Come in. All the waves are good. You are an expert swimmer. Maya will first convince you. You are an expert swimmer. The most expert. You are more expert than everyone else. Okay. Others can't come so far. You can come in. And then you come in and go in further. And then when she has completely convinced you, then she will just trap you. So that's how one gets trapped and one stops following various principles over a period of time. And when that happens, there must be repentance. So repentance is passive rectification. Like that. So similarly, in the case of relationships, it's very important because many times our relationship problems happen because we are not taking our own spiritual advancement seriously. And sometimes we are not following certain etiquettes properly, certain principles properly. And we expect other persons to understand. And we think, oh, why should I change? Why should I understand? So, for whatever mistakes we do, there must be repentance. And then rectification can happen. So rectification is active repentance. So that means we actually change, we actually transform. Although it is so difficult, when we say ocean, the waves as ocean, that the ocean has waves, what do the waves mean? Waves mean that we have a certain pattern of behaving and doing things and thinking which is coming by the influence of the waves of the modes of nature from previous karma. And they trap us. They don't allow us to come out so easily. And when someone says, hey, again you misbehave, again you did this, again why? What to do? That is my nature. Prakriti kriyamanani. I am under the influence of nature. Nature is doing everything. What can I do? I can't do anything. So therefore, we must call out to the Holy Name and to the Vaishnava Association to help us rectify whatever habits we may have. And then things can change. Just like there was this temple in Holland. New man used to come every day. And the pujari used to bring sweet rice. First night the pujari came and gave sweet rice to this man. And this man was so happy. Wow, chilled, sweet, nectarian kheer, sweet rice. He had that. Next day again he came for darshan, the same time. And more than darshan he was expecting. Where is the pujari? Pujari again came and gave the sweet rice. Third day, again he came, the same thing happened. This happened for one full week. And the gentleman started thinking, such a nice place. I come here for 1 hour and they treat me so well with this sweet rice. If I stay here permanently, how much more benefit I will get? So he joined the temple. And the day he joined, the pujari again called him, come here. And he went there. And the pujari gave him the sweet rice and said, go to that new man who has come and give him the sweet rice. So this is Srila Prabhupada's expectation from us. Whatever we have received, we have to share it with others. We have to grow up and share. So we should know that to bring us into the movement, some devotees have made some sacrifice. They have tolerated. They have done a lot of things. So it is now our duty to grow up, change our behavior, become more mature, become more responsible, tolerate, and then help others. So that is the meaning of rectification. So therefore, maintaining and building relationships, it carries various responsibilities. So these are some of the things which we will be discussing. What are the various qualities which are required for maintaining relationships? Right. So it is described that the Orissan governor, he went and he gave the information to the Muslim governor across the river in Orissa that Mahaprabhu has come. So one Sandesh Vahak or a messenger went and gave information about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Just by hearing those activities, Apane Mahaprabhu Tare Kripa Drishti Kari Ashvasya Kahe Tare Bolo Krishna Hari. So it is described that Mahaprabhu's pastimes are so powerful, holy name is so powerful, simply by hearing that, the mind changes, the mind gets transformed. So one may think, what is the hope for us for this rectification? The hope is, the holy name is there. We are not alone. The Harinam is there. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. So therefore it is described here, Tade Mahaprabhu Tare Kripa Dishti Kari Ashwasya Kahe Kaha Bolo Krishna Hari. Mahaprabhu told him, you chant the names of Krishna and Hari, things will change. And therefore, we just have to stick to the process of chanting Hare Krishna. If we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, seriously, without ulterior motive, on a regular basis, gradually transformation will happen from within. And such transformation which is beyond our expectation. Therefore, the first principle in trying to create that transformation in our relationships is discipline. Discipline, which is known as anushasan. So the example is given, I want to change, but many times I am not able to change because various previous conditionings are binding me. The example is, if a person is within a prison house and he is looking out through the bars, he is seeing the world outside, but he is not able to get out because the bars are holding him inside. Similarly, we see that yes, we must change, but we are not able to change. Why? Because of various material desires and conditionings are holding us captive. So therefore, in Vrindavan, the donkey is known as Vaishakanandan. A very specific name given to a donkey. Vaishakanandan. You know what is the meaning? Vaishakanandan means one who becomes happy and blissful in the summer season. One who becomes happy and blissful in summer season. Can you take care of this? The children on the ground floor or something? So this is a very, very interesting concept. Vaishakanandan. What happens in summer? The landscape is only dry. Hardly grass is there. So our donkey, he eats a little bit of grass, right? Turns around on the right and turns around on the left and sees that the whole landscape is devoid of grass. And the donkey thinks, just see how much grass I have eaten. I have finished off the whole landscape. Finished everything. What achievement. And he starts thinking like that. So he becomes very happy thinking about his own achievement in summer season. So therefore it is called Vaishaka Samar. Vaishaka Nandan means one who becomes happy in summer. In rainy season, because of the rains, there is grass all around. So the donkey goes on eating and looks around. Still it is green. He goes on eating. Still it is green. And although he is eating more in rainy season than in summer season, still he is very morose and sad, thinking I am not doing anything. So this is the difference, that many times we have a relative conception of what we are doing. And sometimes our relationship is affected because we start comparing. So I give a seminar on the three cancers which eat up our mind. Curing the cancer of the mind. And the three cancers are comparing, complaining and criticizing. These are the three C's. Comparing, complaining and criticizing. So, when someone does certain service, we start comparing. And that comparison creates anxiety. So therefore, we should know that everyone has a certain set of abilities. And if they just follow those, Krishna has a certain plan for everyone. Right? So there is no point comparing. Each devotee has been given a specific amount of energy, talent, skills, and pleasing Krishna is not very difficult. Many times we think spiritual world there must be very much shortage, and therefore if someone else does better, there is problem for me. And then we become anxious. But it is not like that. Going to the spiritual world in Vaikuntha airplane is not like traveling in a local train, that there is less space for everyone. There is this story of one gentleman who was giving training in public speaking. So he called all the people of all the nearby villages together. And he was giving a training seminar on how one can speak in public. So he began very confidently and he said, you know, the most important part of the speech is the beginning. And the beginning must be very powerful. And then he said, the best years of my life have been spent in the arms of a woman who has not been my wife. And everyone got shocked. Then how can you say like this? Best years of my life I spent in the arms of a woman who is not my wife? And then he said, and that woman is my mother. And everyone clapped. He said, wow, what a way to begin. Everyone's attention is captured. Amazing, amazing. And he gave such a powerful speech. Many people thought, yes, I should also speak like this. I should also do like this. So one gentleman went back to his village and he called his whole village. I have learned public speaking, you come and listen to me, okay? And everyone came. And he got up on the stage. He was feeling nervous, he was shaking up. And then he said, "The best year of my life was spent in the arms of a woman who was not my wife." And then because of nervousness, he forgot the next line. And he was thinking and thinking and thinking, and he said, "And I can't remember who she was." So what one person can do, another person cannot do. So please give up this aspiration that we have to be like someone else. Right? In a flower vase, just see, so many different kinds of flowers are there. If all the flowers are only rose, if all the flowers are only marigold, then Krishna won't be so pleased. So variety is the spice of life. So therefore Krishna has made us in a certain way. We should be satisfied in whatever situation we are and try to please Krishna accordingly. There is no competition for going to the spiritual world. Vaikuntha airplanes are all going empty. Hardly anyone is booking their tickets. Don't worry. There is a lot of place. And if you chant Hare Krishna individually, then you will get the same benefit. So one must be free from this anxiety which we are carrying from the material world, where there is competition at every step. There is shortage everywhere. Limited seats, limited jobs, quota system. So Krishna has no quota system. Don't worry. Everyone who chants Hare Krishna and performs a certain service will get the benefits. So therefore, we should begin focusing on our individual discipline rather than comparing somewhere else and seeing something else. So this is the first principle. Discipline means, there is a nice statement, half of life is luck. The other half is discipline, and that's the important half. For without discipline, you won't know what to do with luck. So therefore, we have a certain discipline to perform. That means, chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles. This is the basic minimum discipline which has been given for the Hare Krishna devotees. So let us try to improve the quality of this. Let us try to improve our chanting and following of our principles and try to harmonize. Manasyekam vachasyekam karmasyekam mahatmana. Manasyanya vachasanya karmasyanya duratmana. What is a duratma and who is a mahatma? One whose thoughts, words and actions are all synergized and one, he is a mahatma. One who thinks one way, speaks another way and acts third way, he is a duratma according to the Niti. And his life will be filled with anxiety. So lack of peace and anxiety and stress is created because of a disharmony between our thoughts, our words and our actions. Therefore, all the three must be harmonized. And to the extent we lead a life of character and integrity and honesty and discipline, to that extent we will be at peace with ourselves. What is the connection of discipline with Vaishnava relationships? Because internal peace leads to external peace. Internal conflict will lead to external conflict. When I am not at peace, when I am having issues within myself and my mind is torn apart with uneasiness and discomfort and dissatisfaction, naturally in the relationship it will manifest. So therefore, we are not going into a typical outside world seminar on relationships which are many times on a superficial level. The Krishna conscious may first sort out your internal climate and then things will fall in place. So therefore, discipline means that 16 rounds of chanting Hare Krishna and following four principles strictly, very, very important. Bhagavatam third canto describes bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha cha nityasha na ishvarasya ashubham dhate sve mahimni titasya cha. The material nature is created in such a way, bhukta bhoga parityakta. When we try to enjoy sense gratification, there is suffering. That suffering is given so that we learn the lesson, bhukta bhoga parityakta, that I must try to give up sense gratification. Drishta dosha cha nityasha, and that suffering indicates, yes, this is the dosha or fault in material nature. Let us not try to have association or sambandha with sense objects. Right now our sambandha is all with sense objects. Sambandha jnana means change that sambandha from sense objects to sound vibration, to Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Bhagavatam and Gita. That is sambandha jnana. Devotees were celebrating Narasimha Chaturdashi in San Francisco many, many years back. Dinamandu Prabhu told this story. And they had made a very nice, you know, cake, carrot cake, very big, huge cake, and that was being offered to Lord Narasimha Dev. And Narasimha Chaturdashi means full day fasting, you know, fasting till evening, fasting till dusk. Then Master is fasting till midnight. You know, one gentleman was asking me, why Krishna appeared at 12 o'clock night? He had to fast all day. Ram is more merciful, appeared afternoon only. Only half day fasting. So he had to do fasting till evening. So the devotees are fasting, and then when this offering was going on, everyone's eyes was on the cake. Wow. And after the offering is over, during the aarti, they were looking at the cake. You know, and they did a quick nothing aarti. They did a quick aarti and dancing, and everyone was ready to break the fast. And the first gentleman was given a piece of cake. Now he has been contemplating, meditating, thinking about that cake for a long time. Right? And when the cake came, immediately he took the cake and irresistibly put it in his mouth. There was only one problem with the cake. The cook had forgotten to put sugar. So when he put the cake in his mouth, there was no taste. He just couldn't believe it. He looked at the cake again. Whether it's the same one which I saw. That's our experience. We hear that something is pleasurable, something is pleasurable, something is pleasurable. And when the pleasure doesn't come, you're wondering, hey, check the advertisement again. And then he turned around the cake. But maybe I ate it from the wrong side. He bit it from another side. Will the taste change? Because the main key ingredient which gives sweetness is not there. Sugar is not there. How can there be sweetness? Out of frustration, he keeps the cake on the side. Starts eating rice and dal. But keeps looking at the cake. As they say, hope lies eternal. We are always hoping things will change. So he thought maybe the timing was not correct. After eating a little bit of rice and all, again he picks up the cake to check out if things have changed. If the sugar is not there, it is not there. That's it. So Krishna says, this material world I have created in such a way, it is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Right? Just like if you go to a mall, so many juice bottles are there, right? Orange juice, apple juice, label is there on that. And label says orange juice, apple juice. So you know, what does the label indicate? It indicates what is the contents. So just imagine you see a green colored juice and you think it's grape juice. you don't see the label, you pick up and just drink. It's bitter. And you're thinking, my God, how can grape juice be bitter? And look at the label, it says Karela juice. A mean juice. So it's bitter. So similarly, this material world, it's like a big, huge bottle. And the main juice, which has been filled up by Krishna, manufacturing plant. You know, Krishna is the manufacturer. He has filled this material world with bitter Karela juice. Dukkhalayam Ashash. That is the main juice. You may put some slices of mango in Karela juice for some variety. And when the few pieces of mango come in your tongue, you may think, okay, it is nice. But ultimately the Karela juice will also come. So you cannot escape that bitter juice. So Krishna has filled up this material world with bitterness and put a label on top. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. And that label is Bhagavad Gita. The label on the material world is the Bhagavad Gita. Now please try to understand what are the contents. These are the contents. So therefore, discipline means trying to understand that yes, sambandha or relationship with anything of this material world will only give dukkha, distress. Millions and millions of lifetimes I have had association with material objects, with other human beings, with other men, women, children, money, property. All this association is not new. I have had it for millions and millions of lifetimes. Still, that pleasure is elusive. So let me try to have association and relationship with Krishna. Let me change my sambandha. And that is through the discipline of hearing and chanting on a regular basis. So therefore, this is the main principle of discipline, that we make it as a commitment in our life that I will every day spend quality time with the sound vibration. So don't take this Hare Krishna chanting, reading Gita and Bhagavatam to be a ritual. Don't think it's a Hindu ritual. One should not think like that. One should know what it is. We are changing our relationship. Our main relationship is now this. Like that. Like, you know, one time I had gone to someone's home and so many demigod pictures were there. Demigod pictures and so many other gods. So I said, where is Krishna? So I said, well, see here in that corner, Krishna is there. So I said, well, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why don't you give him a prominent position? You know, and why you need so many other pictures? I said, see, as far as I am concerned, I don't know who is great, who is not great. I just take Agarbatti, offer to everyone. Whoever is powerful will take according to their quota. I allow them to decide. It is their matter, let them sort it out. Why we should interfere? You know? You are saying Krishna is Lord, someone says someone is Lord. Oh, very confusing. So we are coming from such a background that before reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we had some kind of religious idea or religious fervor. But the proper conceptual understanding that yes, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. That has been made clear now. So we don't have to look left, we don't have to look right. Krishna is there. Let's strengthen our relationship with Krishna. And when our relationship with Krishna is really strong, really deep, and really of substance, then our relationship, then we will understand who is the Vaishnava. Then when we experience that reciprocation with Krishna, then we will understand, oh, this person is also having that reciprocation with Krishna. He is also special. And then our attitude towards that person will change. So the basis for Vaishnava relationship is this discipline. It's improving the quality of our own sadhana on a daily basis. So discipline means when you have a number of disagreeable duties to perform, always do the most disagreeable first. So So all of us know this, that you know, getting up in the morning and chanting Hare Krishna is not always very pleasurable. Is it not? To wake up in the morning and keep chanting and this and that. In Chaupati, we used to have Mangalarti early in the morning, 4 o'clock before. The neighbors found it so irritating, they made court case. You know, they were like, so many court cases against us. And then finally, the matter went to Supreme Court. And one day the neighbors came with video cameras during Mangalarti to take shots. You know, this was many, many years back, in the late 80s. And at that time video cameras were also rare. So the brahmacharis got very excited. Oh, Mangalarti is on video. So whatever mrigangas were there, 4 or 5 mrigangas, everyone took. And everyone was posing. And then all that was brought in as evidence in court. This is how much sound they are making. And the court made a ruling that you cannot have Mangalarti before 5 o'clock. Supreme Court order. So therefore in Chaupati, the rest of the ISKCON is 4:30, ours is 5 o'clock. Because of Supreme Court order. Brahmacharis are happy. Extra half an hour. We get. Nobody is protesting. That is not one of the issues at all. There's no problem. 5 o'clock. What is the Supreme Court, you know? Supreme Law is there, but in India the Supreme Court is there also, so what to do? So therefore, to get up in the morning and to chant and, you know, do all these things is sometimes, you know, not so easy, and it has its own difficulties and problems. So in the Damodar Leela, as Kuala Lumpur is very famous for pioneering, you know, the Damodar monk, fantastic preaching strategy of doing, you know, Damodar Aarti with so many people and opportunity being given to conditioned souls to connect with Krishna. So if you see in the Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda is trying to tie up Krishna repeatedly. It's not that one time she's able to tie up. Suvamato svinnagatraya vishrishta sabarasraja drishtvam parishramam krishna kripayati svabandhane. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, he explains very beautifully. When Krishna was not getting tied up and Yashoda Maya was becoming extremely fatigued, the flowers were falling from her kesha. Somatu svinnagatraya. Her entire body became covered with perspiration. Vistrishta kabarastraja. And the flowers were falling down. Drishtva parishramam Krishna. Seeing Yashoda Mali's parishram, her effort, kripayasit svabandhane. Krishna agreed to be bound up at that time. So it is not easy to attract Krishna. Krishna sees our effort also. So a combination of effort and Krishna's mercy, that is the significance of the two fingers. When we say two fingers, two short, it refers to both our effort and Krishna's mercy. So as far as discipline is concerned, the discipline is an opportunity for us to show Krishna that we are trying, we are attempting. Right? And Yashoda Mai tied up Krishna so strongly with her love and affection. And the whole idea of this Damodar Leela is to show, Krishna wants to show that I am bound by my devotee's love. Right? Cowherd boys came and said, "Hey Krishna, what is this going on? You are tied up, huh?" Krishna said, "What to do? If you can, you please release me." So the cowherd boys tried to release Krishna. They tried, they could not. Balaramji came. Balaramji started shouting, "Hey, what's going on, Krishna? Who bound you up?" "Yes, Bhaiya, Yashoda Mai, just see what she has done to me. Your elder brother. Elder brother should be able to do many things which younger brother cannot do. It is your responsibility. I am always obeyed you. I am always in obedience. You do something. Balaram says, okay, okay, I will take care. He goes to Yashoda Maya. Who has bound up Krishna? Who has bound up Krishna? Why Krishna has been bound? Who has done this injustice? Yashoda Maya came up and said, I have done it. What is your problem? Balaramji says, you don't know who is Krishna? You don't know who is he? Yashoda Maya says, no, tell me who he is. He says, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. All the avatars come from him. Ram came from him. Narasimha comes from him. Vamana comes from him. All the avatars come from him. And you are bound him up? This is not correct. Yashoda Maya looks at Balaram. If Krishna is the Supreme, then who are you? And Balaram says, I am first expansion. And all the incarnations ultimately manifest from me. I maintain the whole spiritual world. And all the avatars are getting energy from me only. Yashoda Maya took her stick and looked at Balaram and said, all the avatars have to be born in my house and your world. Behave yourself, otherwise I will tie you up also. And Balaram said, no. I was just joking, don't worry. He came to Krishna and said, I tried, but you know, her strength is too much. So Shukadeva Goswami said, Devam Sandarshita Hyanga Harinam Vritya Vashyata Svabashinati Krishna Yatyedam Cha Ishwaram Vashi. He said, in order to establish this Siddhanta, the Damodar Leela is an advertisement for a product. What is the product? Krishna is bound by his devotee's love, bhakti. Krishna is bhakta vatsala. So therefore the whole Damodar Leela is nothing but an advertisement to market this product, that just take this love of Krishna. It has the power to bind the Supreme Lord. Harinam Bhrityavashyata. Hari can be bound by devotee's love. Bhrityavashyata. Svavashenapi Krishnena. Svavashenapi. That Supreme Lord Krishna, who cannot be bound and controlled by any of the demigods, Yasyedam Seshwaram Vashe. That Supreme Lord, he can be bound by devotee's love. So therefore, when we chant on a regular basis, follow the regulative principles regularly, then Krishna becomes open to the idea of reciprocating with such a sincere devotee. And when Krishna reciprocates, our heart becomes filled with joy and peace. And then when our heart is satisfied, then we are in a position to share that joy and satisfaction with others. And then when we relate with someone, it will be congenial, joyful, blissful. Because if I am having bitterness, I can only share bitterness. If I am having joy and peace, I can share joy and peace. So therefore, again coming back to the time, up to the point of time management, that we have to, on an emergency basis, introspect and see how we can improve our time management so that we put the big stone first. And what is that? Sadhana. Give priority to this. And then, when Krishna, just like he allowed Mother Yashoda to bind him, he will allow us to actually be captured in our hearts. Then, therefore it is said here, when you have a number of disagreeable duties to perform, do the most disagreeable first. We can become expert singers, speakers, cooks, pujaris. We can become expert book distributors. You keep doing something every day, you become expert, you know. There was this one devotee, expert book distributor. Just distribute books like anything. He could distribute 50-60 Bhagavad Gitas in 2 hours. You know, one of Prabhupada's disciples, Buddhimanta Prabhu. He was doing it in an airport in Australia. One man came to him. One gentleman was observing him for a long time. He came up to him and gave his business card and said, "I am the managing director of a company. I am looking for a vice president marketing. And I saw you distributing these books for the last 2 hours. You are giving people a product they don't want. And still they are buying and giving donation also. I think you are the right man for this job. Take my card and let me know if you are interested to join. You tell the salary I will give." So Buddhiman Prabhu said, "This man, do you have Bhagavad Gita?" He said, "No, take the Gita first." He continued with his marketing. So he took the Gita, paid the money, said, "Oh, no problem, I'm taking the Gita, but keep the card, be in touch with me." After 1 week, Buddhiman Prabhu calls him. "We have one more set of books that is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Are you interested?" And this man was calculating. If I maintain the relationship, maybe he will come and join me. Said, okay, since you're insisting, so I think I should. Well, how much for this?" Told the amount, paid the money, he sent him the courier. After 1 week, again he called him. "By the way, sir, we have one more set of books, Chaitanya Charitam." Said, "What is that?" "So, very brilliant, your life will change. Do you want it?" Said, okay, send it. He finished all the sets of books selling to him. And then this man is asking, "Are you joining me or not?" He said, "I have sold you all the books. I don't have any more reason to join you. Thank you, sir." And he said, "I wanted to recruit you as a marketing man. You pulled all the marketing strategies on me." So many times, you know, we can see that you do something, you can become expert. And you can just do things like this. Because you're doing it on a regular basis. You know, someone plays Muruganga, or, you know, someone is managing and fundraising. Anything you keep doing, you can become expert. There is one service Krishna doesn't allow you to become expert. That is japa. That he keeps with himself. Other things he allows you to play, no problem. Become expert, no problem. Let me see, when you take the bead bag, I'll take care of it. And when we take the bead bag in our hand, then Krishna says, "Ah, this is my department, beta." You have shown lot of uttari, okay? Now, chanting of the holy name is my department, okay? Till I give that mercy, you cannot get the taste. Become humble. So then we realize, and therefore when we get up in the morning, it is very difficult to get the feeling, "Oh, let me finish my 16 rounds, I have to chant Hare Krishna, it's joyful, enjoyable." It is disagreeable initially. But we have to do that first. And then that discipline begins. So we are approaching the subject matter of Vaishnava relationships from very foundational angle. Because if you bypass this, then you will get into something which will not be long-lasting. The foundation is strong sadhana, and that sadhana will give us a very substantial experience of peace and joy in Krishna consciousness. That will be the basis of long-lasting Vaishnava relationships. So, we are supposed to have a break, right? Okay, a short break. We'll take a break and then we'll come again at 12:30.
Yeah.
This watch shows 12:15. What is the right time according to your watch?
Almost.
Yeah. So maybe according to
We just follow this watch. So
12:40. Okay, then please come at 12:40 and we'll continue for a short session more and we'll see. Hare Krishna.